Continuing our I Am sermon series, and we have looked at what it means when Jesus says, I am the shepherd, and some other I Am statements that have come before this one. And today we're talking about Jesus saying, I am the light of the world. And we just, every time we hear him say, I am, we recall that he is going back to Exodus 3, in which God reveals his name to Moses. When Moses says, whom shall I say send me? He says, I am who I am. And by Jesus saying this, I am, he is kind of breaking Jewish religious customs and really making a statement that he has been sent from God. In fact, that he really is God. So we're going to talk just for a minute about a seminary word called Christology. You may have heard that word, but it's sort of the understanding of Christ and about how we understand Jesus and the work of the Son. And if you believe, as most scholars do, that the Gospels were written in the order of Mark and Matthew and Luke sort of contemporaneously, and then John, Matthew and Luke being written contemporaneously, and John being the last one. If you look at how they treat Jesus, starting with the Gospel of Mark and ending with the Gospel of John, you have an increasing Christology, a higher understanding of what Jesus and who Jesus is. If you read the Gospel of Mark and really read with an eye towards sort of how the author treats Jesus, you see a really human Jesus. He not that he wasn't God for the Gospel of Mark, he certainly was, fully human, fully divine, but Mark portrays him in a much more human way and with a much lower Christology. In fact, he even gets anger, and there's at one point in the gospel, he kind of mutters to himself, he says it out loud, but he says, how much longer must I be among you? And so you see that in the Gospel of Mark, you see in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke sort of an increasing Christology, and then when you get to the Gospel of John, you see this really high Christology. In your reading of John, you will see that Jesus knew this was already going to happen. And so the divinity of Jesus is really prevalent in the Gospel of John. And the Gospel of Mark starts not with the birth story, the miraculous birth story of Jesus, but with the baptism of Jesus. And then we have the birth narratives in both Matthew and Luke. And John has a Christology that's very, very high. He doesn't begin at the birth of Jesus. John begins at the beginning of time. You read John 1 through 5, and this is it really sets the tone for John's Christology, how he understands Jesus and his work in the world. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word is Jesus here, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. So this imagery of dark and light is very, very much present in the Gospel of John. He uses this idea of light being good and dark being bad throughout the gospel. In fact, there's 16 references to the light and the dark and the comparison of the two. So what is it about darkness that causes us to be uneasy? We don't see very well in the dark. We don't really know what's out there in the dark. And it's sort of interesting, but darkness is defined as the absence of light. Darkness is not a thing. Rather, it is the absence of something. It is the absence of light. And scientifically, there is a point at which it can get no darker because there is zero light, right? So it can't get any darker. But even the light of a cell phone or a candle can help relieve some of the uneasiness that we feel in the darkness from that absence of light. Darkness can make us really uneasy. So I used to be a sailor. I used to compete in offshore racing where we would go from point A to point B in a sailboat. And I did the Harvest Moon Regatta frequently. It was a lot of fun. You sail from Galveston to Port Aransas. And on this particular trip, and it, by the way, it's called the Harvest Moon because it coincides with the full moon in October. But there are nights in which it's really cloudy and it doesn't matter that the moon is full. There's still not much light. And so this particular race, we had selected to go pretty far out in an effort to catch some wind as it was coming back in. And so we were 13, 14 miles off the coast, and it was dark, so very dark. You really can't see, and there, because we had gone so far out, there weren't very many other vessels around us to see. And it was so, so dark because the clouds were so heavy. And the seas were about 6 to 8 feet, which in a 31-foot boat is pretty sporting. And we were heeled at about a 40-degree angle because the wind was blowing about 20 knots, and we were racing. So we wanted to get there first in our class, right? And I was steering this boat all through the night, and it was so dark, and nobody could sleep. We were all just sitting there holding on so that we didn't fall, not overboard, but fall down. And we're waiting for the sun to come up. We were waiting and waiting and waiting. I mean, we had like a weather forecast. We knew what time the sun was supposed to come up. But we were still waiting. And it seemed like forever. It was the longest night as we were bumping our way through the water. And finally, just as the sun was getting ready to come up, the clouds cleared and there was a little bit of moonlight. And that made things better, but I was waiting for the sun. I was waiting for the light. And it was the most amazing thing. But as the sun rose, the moon set on the opposite side of the horizon. And the sun peeked up over the horizon, and then light just sort of poof on the horizon. And we all looked at that light. We all knew it was going to be okay. We all knew that we were going to get where we were supposed to go, and we would be able to see along the way. Light really does make a difference in our life. Really can make a difference in how we even feel about things. So our text today comes from the Gospel of John. It's the 8th chapter, verses 12 through 20. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Then the Pharisees said to him, "You are testifying on your own behalf. Your testimony is not valid." Jesus answered, "Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid because I know where I have come from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge me by human standards. I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is valid, for it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law, it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is valid. I testify on my own behalf, and the Father who sent me testifies on my behalf. Then they said to him, "Where is your father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my father. If you knew me, you would know my father also." He spoke these words while he was teaching in the treasury of the temple, but no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come. I mean, that's some powerful testimony. And he's arguing with the Pharisees, saying, my testimony is valid. And not only is my testimony valid, my judgment is valid. And your rules say it's two witnesses that are necessary. Well, guess what? I am two witnesses. I am the Father and I am the Son. And whatever I say is valid. But we're going to focus on the text and Jesus' claim that I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. What John is saying in this text is that without Jesus, we are without light. To be without light is to be in the dark. Think about that. In Jesus, we have light. Without Jesus, we are in the dark. Exactly what does this mean? Jesus is the light sent down from God to illumine our world, to illumine our hearts. He was the light of God sent down to show God's light to the world. I mean, think about that. Jesus has come into the world to be the light. Think about what your life was like before you had Jesus in your life, and what it was like after you had Jesus in your life. I know some of you have had Jesus in your life all your life. So imagine your life without Jesus in it at all. Jesus says in this text that whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. This terminology that he uses, follow me, is how Jesus has called several of his disciples. You will recall he was walking by the lake and he says, hey, come and follow me. And the disciples threw down their things, their fishing nets, and followed him. What does it mean for us to follow this Jesus who is the light of the world? The word that is translated as follow me is akoulotheo. And when it's translated, it can actually mean several different things. It means that we can follow Jesus as his servant, that wherever he goes, we go, and we are there to serve at his sole discretion. That we are basically making ourselves a slave to Christ. It can mean that that's how we are following Jesus. It might feel a little strange to say, I am the servant of the Lord, but when we say we're a follower of Jesus, that's exactly what we're saying. That I am here, Lord, to serve you. But this word can also be used like as a soldier following an officer. And in that aspect, Jesus is our captain. And it is our place to carry out the mission that Jesus has set forth for us. Another way that we can be said to follow Jesus is that we take the advice of a trusted counselor. That we listen to the words of Jesus and we use that to guide our life. When we study Jesus' teachings and we listen to them, that's exactly what we're doing. We are taking the teachings of Christ and allowing them to illumine our life. The important part that we need to remember is that if we are a follower of Jesus, we will have the light of life. This means that Jesus is the source of light in our world. He is a source of light which gives us life. Much like a flower that needs light to bloom, as a follower of Christ, we need the light of Christ to become that that Jesus is calling us to be. For me, the light of Christ is the source of all hope. It's the source of all life. Because I am a follower of Jesus, I am unafraid of the darkness of this world. I am unafraid of the darkness of the unknown, because the light of Christ is with me. Because you are a follower of Jesus, you are walking in the light, and you have no fear of death or of sin, because the light of Christ is with you. When you are a follower of Jesus, you have a wise teacher and a friend whose steps you are trying to follow. Jesus is the light of the world, and he illumines God's love for us to see in this world. Because Jesus is the light, we don't have to stumble in the dark. We don't have to fear what is out there that we cannot see and what we do not know. Jesus has shown us the way by the way he lived his life and by his teachings. Because Jesus is the light of the world, we do not fear the darkness, for the light is with us. The light of Christ goes with us. Here's the deal, folks. Jesus is the light. We have the light in us. The light of Christ is in each and every one of us. You are the light of Christ in this so very dark world. When you go forth from this place and you go out into the world to your places of work or to school, you are the light of Christ in this very dark world. You are bringing God's love, God's light, wherever you go. It follows you. And as we gather together here, to worship as a corporate body of Christ, the light shines in this place. I think about the Christmas Eve candlelight services that we have. We start with one candle that is the Christ candle. And we take that candle and we light one candle, and then we light candle after candle after candle. And pretty soon, we've turned out the lights, but there is no darkness because the light of Christ is, in this case, in our hands. And so when we gather as a corporate body, the light is bright as we're all together. And then as we depart, we go out into the world and we become the light of Christ in the world. Jesus is the light of the world. And because you are a follower of Christ, you do not fear the dark. You do not fear the unknown. But as a follower of Christ, you are the light of God in this world. So go out from this place and share that light. Let your light shine into the darkness that our world is so mired in. Let the love of Christ shine through you. Let us pray. Almighty God, We are so grateful that you have sent the light of the world into our lives. Help us, Father, to understand what it means that Jesus is the light. Help us, more importantly, to be the light. To be the light of your unending love for your people. To be the light of salvation. To be the light of everlasting life for people to see and to experience through each one of us. Father, let our light shine, that people might experience through us your love and your grace. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. All God's children said, amen.